This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News, and it's time for our Ask the Doctor segment, a segment we bring to you every Tuesday morning here on KRDO, brought to you by Optum. And our guest this morning is Dr. Jeffrey Lim, a fellowship-trained Mohs surgeon. And we've been talking about some dermatology issues when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic response. And we talked last week about how to properly hand wash, because that is such a key thing, and we learned some things. But now let's talk about mask wearing and how that's causing breakouts of something that now people are dubbing maskne. Tell us about that.
Yeah, maskne is just a play on words, so it's pretty self-explanatory. It's mask-induced acne, and we're seeing this a lot because, you know, we're wearing masks, especially those of us in healthcare and service-oriented industries, where we're doing it all day long, and it can be a nuisance. No one really likes this new norm, but we're doing it for our public health efforts. And so a consequence of that is acne. And so acne falls in a category that we talk about in dermatology called the disorder of follicular occlusion. And now, what does that mean? That means that we have follicles or pores in our skin, and those transmit hairs. They transmit oil glands and the sebum or the oil that actually is supposed to come out of those. But when those are clogged, whether it be from dirt and debris that leads to acne, or if it's from wearing a mask all day long that leads to maskne, it's due to the fact that there's no other way for the oil to escape our pores. And so what happens is that oil backs up. It's a perfect breeding ground for bacteria, and that bacteria then incites inflammation. So that's the whole etiology and the reason why we get it.
And are certain masks more prone to maskne or to causing these problems?
Absolutely. You know, certainly the ones that make direct contact with the seal, the N95s, you know, that we wear in kind of our the highest form of protection, those make a very tight, snug seal. We actually get fitted for those types of masks, so they're making direct contact over our skin and our pores. But even the ones that we wear, whether they're disposable or cloth, that when we're out and about, they actually, too, can cause maskne. But they do that by a mechanism that really helps breed bacteria. And it's basically retaining all the moisture from the respiration, the breathing that we do all day, every day, making a moist environment that's a perfect breeding ground for bacteria, and then that incites the acne, the zits, and the pimples. So what I recommend to folks is treat your mask like you treat your underwear. Wear it on the right side out, wear it over the right parts, and make sure that you're cleaning it and exchanging it on a regular basis. Because if you're wearing the same cloth mask day in and day out without any sort of hygienic practices, at least, you know, washing it with your regular laundry or even letting it wash and air dry in the kitchen sink, you're not doing yourself or your face a service.
Okay. And is there anything that we can do if you don't have really any option to wearing, you need to wear a mask all day long because of your work or such? Is there anything we can do?
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, it is inevitable for many of us that we have to subject to wearing masks now. So things that you can do to treat if you notice that you have some, you know, pimple surface, is really try to decrease the bacterial load of your face that accumulates, especially at the end of the day. So washing your face with lukewarm water and some soapy water, and then after that you can wash again either at the sink or in the shower with something called benzoyl peroxide wash, which is readily available over the counter. It comes in 2.5 to 10% formulations. And the one that I often recommend that's easy to remember is Panoxyl. Panoxyl is a 4% benzoyl peroxide wash. And that wash, if you just lather it up, leave it on for 15 to 20 seconds, and then rinse off, that helps decrease the bacterial load so that you're not going into the next day accumulating more on top of what you've already done.
Okay. Well, some good tips, some good advice there. Something I never really knew much about. Maskne. Now we know. I want to thank Dr. Jeffrey Lim again. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Shannon.
And you've been listening to our Ask the Doctor segment brought to you by Optum.